Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rami Avraham Gold Har Anthony Mezekas Nadarim Daf Gimel, the first parak Kol Kinuye. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis had asked that since Kinuim are taught in the Mishnah before Yados, why did the Mishnah give examples of Kinuim before giving those of Yados? The Gemara in this Daf offers three ways to understand the order. The second answer being Yados Adi De'asim Midrasha Mefarsh Gam Bereisha. Since Yados are derived through a drasha, the Tana explains them first. Such halachas are especially chavi. The Gemara clarifies that the Tana opens with kinuim, which are self-evident deraisa concept, v'hadar mefarsh Yados diasan le'midrasha. But then, in clarifying the laws, he explains Yados, which are derived through a drasha, since they are in greater need of clarification. The Gemara challenges this explanation by quoting a machlokas on Daf Yud Amud Aleph that kinuim are either lashon nachrim hen, foreign terms, or lashon shebadal chachamim liyos anod behen, language the chachamim invented to vow with. The Ran explains that the chachamim were concerned that if people use the word carbon, they might say the common expression of carbon lashem, which could lead to saying lashem, which would be saying Hashem's name in vain. Now, if kinuim are the rabbanan innovation, why does the Mishnah open with them when yados are at least based on a drasha? The Gemara suggests that since the original insertion of Yados into the Mishnah was made by the Gemara with the Chasuri Michsura, it's possible that its place is at the beginning of the Mishnah before Kinuim, and the Mishnah is explaining the first term first. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Yados Hechachsiv, where is it written that Yados are effective? The Gemara brings a drasha from the Pasuk of Nazir, which says, Ish Giyafu Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Hashem, when a man shall clearly utter a vow, the vow of a Nazir to consecrate himself to Hashem, and learns from the double Lashon of the phrase Nazir Lahazir to teach the Yados Naziros ka Naziros. The Braisa asks, Ein li al ben Naziros, ben Nadarim Anayin. I only know this by Naziros. From where do I know it by Nadarim? And answers that because the above Pasuk places Nadarim together with Nazir, we learn, Makish Naziros and Nadarim, ben Nadarim and Naziros. The Torah compares Naziros to Nadarim and Nadarim to Naziros. Just like with Naziros, we learn that Yados are effective, so too with Nadarim. The Braisa proceeds to learn two halakhas from Nadarim to Naziros, which will be analyzed in the coming two blot. And pointing with you, the Braisa had learned that just as Nadarim have the prohibition of Bal Yachel, do not desecrate, meaning do not violate the terms of the vow, as well as the prohibition of Bal Ta'acher, do not delay the completion of the vow beyond the prescribed time, so too Naziris will have both prohibitions. After explaining how a Nazir can violate Bal Yachel, the Gemara asks how a Nazir can violate Bal Ta'acher, do not delay, since as soon as he accepts to be a Nazir, he becomes a Nazir immediately. And if he says, I'll be a Nazir when I wish, then there's no time limitation by which he must be a Nazir. Rava says it is for when someone says, Oipat min olam ad she'eh Nazir, I will not leave this world without first being a Nazir. From that moment, he must be a Nazir, and a delay would thus violate Bal Ta'acher, because he must fear that any moment may be his last, as the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate from a similar case of a get. The Gemara brings three more applications for Bal Ta'acher with a Nazir on the next daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis had asked that since Kinuim are taught in the Mishnah before Yados, why did the Mishnah give examples of Kinuim before giving those of Yados? The Gemara on this daf offers three ways to understand the order. The second answer being, Yados, Adi De'asim Midrasha Mefarsh Gam Bereisha. Since Yados are derived through a drasha, the Tana explains them first. Such halachas are especially chavi. The Gemara clarifies that the Tana opens with kinuim, which are a self-evident deraisa concept, v'hadar mefarsh Yados diasan le'midrasha. But then, in clarifying the laws, he explains Yados, which are derived through a drasha, since they are in greater need of clarification. The Gemara challenges this explanation by quoting a machlokas on Daf Yud Amud Aleph that kinuim are either lashon nachrim hen, foreign terms, or lashon shebadal chachamim liyos anod behen, language the chachamim invented to vow with. The Ran explains that the chachamim were concerned that if people use the word carbon, they might say the common expression of carbon lashem, which could lead to saying lashem, which would be saying Hashem's name in vain. Now, if kinuim are the rabbanan innovation, why does the Mishnah open with them when yados are at least based on a drasha? The Gemara suggests that since the original insertion of Yados into the Mishnah was made by the Gemara with the Chasuri Michsura, it's possible that its place is at the beginning of the Mishnah before Kinuim, and the Mishnah is explaining the first term first. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Yados Hechachsiv, where is it written that Yados are effective? The Gemara brings a drasha from the Pasuk of Nazir, which says, Ish Giyafu Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Hashem, when a man shall clearly utter a vow, the vow of a Nazir to consecrate himself to Hashem, and learns from the double Lashon of the phrase Nazir Lahazir to teach the Yados Naziros ka Naziros. The Braisa asks, Ein li al ben Naziros, ben Nadarim Anayin. I only know this by Naziros. From where do I know it by Nadarim? And answers that because the above Pasuk places Nadarim together with Nazir, we learn, Makish Naziros and Nadarim, ben Nadarim and Naziros. The Torah compares Naziros to Nadarim and Nadarim to Naziros. Just like with Naziros, we learn that Yados are effective, so too with Nadarim. The Bryson proceeds to learn two halakhos from Nedarim to Naziros, which will be analyzed in the coming two blot. In point number 3, the Bryson had learned that just as Nedarim have the prohibition of Bal Yachel, do not desecrate, meaning do not violate the terms of the vow, as well as the prohibition of Bal Ta'acher, do not delay the completion of the vow beyond the prescribed time, so too Naziros will have both prohibitions. After explaining how a Nazir can violate Bal Yachel, the Gemara asks how a Nazir can violate Bal Ta'acher, do not delay, since as soon as he accepts to be a Nazir, he becomes a Nazir immediately. And if he says, I'll be a Nazir when I wish, then there's no time limitation by which he must be a Nazir. Rava says it is for when someone says, Oipat min olam ach'e Nazir, I will not leave this world without first being a Nazir. From that moment, he must be a Nazir, and a delay would thus violate Bal Ta'acher, because he must fear that any moment may be his last, as the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate from a similar case of a get. The Gemara brings 3 more applications for Bal Ta'acher with a Nazir on the next daf. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nadarim first, because they were learned from a drasha, was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nadarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir, that he declared, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir, and rushed on his way, lest he violate Bal Ta'acher. So once again in slow motion. The camel driver, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nadarim first because they were learned from a drasha, which reminds us that since Yados are derived through a drasha, the Tana explains them first. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nadarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nadarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir, which reminds us the source for Yados by Nazirus is from the double Lashon of Nazir Hazir in the Pasuk, and we learned through a Hekesh of Nazir to Nadarim that Yados also apply to Nadarim. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nadarim first, because they were learned from a drasha, was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nadarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir, that he declared, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir, and rush on his way, lest he violate Bal Ta'acher, which reminds us, the application of Bal Ta'acher to a Nazir is when someone says, Loipat min olam ad shehe Nazir, I will not leave this world without first being a Nazir. From that moment, he must be a Nazir because he must fear that any moment may be his last, and a delay would thus violate Bal Ta'acher. So once again, the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nadarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nadarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir that he declared, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir, and rush on his way, lest he violate Bal Ta'acher. All right, now it's time for 4 Balat Ba'ach Hazara. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The gold key ceremony, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud. The gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, which reminds us, more brings Malchokas, regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says that they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Shesha says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property, and that one stays with his property. As part of the explanation of the Malchokas, we learn that Rav Nachman holds that Benoni's land is assessed relative to the debtor's own property, whereas Rav Sheshes holds that it's judged relative to everyone's property in general. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh Ratzos L'Nisuin, there are 3 provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage, Yehuda, Eivra, Yarden, and the Galil. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, or from a city in one province to a city in another province, but within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city, but not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara explains that a wife does not have to move from a town to a city, even though a city has everything in it, because city life is more difficult. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings about living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols, which reminds that we learn, call it Darba Chutzorz Ki Ovid Avodas Kochavim. Whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he worships idols. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The 3-Oath Kayak Team, that must be Ron Duff, Kufiyat Olive. The 3-Oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in galas, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim in Shir HaShirim represent Shalosh Shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in exile among the nations until the final redemption, and Rabbi Levi holds that there were a total of six. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in galas discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land which reminds us that the tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will be zochet to resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, Mechilos nasus lahem bekarka, there will be tunnels formed for the tzaddikim in the earth. Rashi explains that when they'll be resurrected, they'll stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in galas discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and light jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. Which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, the soil of Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce ready-made baked goods and fine warm clothes. It was taught in the Brice, the Pasuk states, he pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops. This means the stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high it's level with the mountaintops. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Rubik's Cube champ. Rubik's Cube. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, which reminds us that we learned why Eretz Yisrael is compared to its tzvi and that its fruits are Shmeini Melchala V'Mesukim Midvash, richer than milk and sweeter than honey. So the Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, which reminds us that when Rabbi Zera was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he could not find a ferry to cross the river, so he held onto a rope that was strung across the river and walked across on a narrow piece of wood, which evoked a response from a Sadduki, and that Rabbi Abba kissed the stones of Akka when he arrived in the land. So the Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground without noticing that all the barren trees were now bearing fruit that looked like Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us that the Masechta concludes on the following positive note. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said, in the name of Rav, Asidin Kol Yilani Srak Shebe Eretz Yisrael Sheyetanu Peros, in the future, all the barren trees that are in Eretz Yisrael are destined to bear fruit. Daf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house. House. That must be on Daf Beis. Bias. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, which reminds us that the mission begins, the Kinui Nedarim, Kinedarim, and the same applies for a Kinuim of Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Chepsa first, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the listing in order of all the Kinuim, and we learned that Haramim was listed second after Nedarim, even though Shavuos and Nedarim are written together in the Torah, because with Nedarim and Haramim, the person is being Oser the Chavetz on himself, the object on himself, whereas with the Shavuah, he is being Oser himself on the Chavetz. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Chepsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim, which reminds the Mishnah's Mechus Mechusra, missing text, and it should read Kol Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim, Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, and then afterwards present the examples of Yados Nedarim. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that tzaddikim buried in Chutz Lartz will get to Eretz Yisrael through subterranean tunnels? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Yados Naziros is learned from the double lashon of Nazir Hazir and Yados Nadarim is learned from the Hekesh to Nadarim? That's on daf Gimel Nadarim. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Haramim was placed in the Mishnah second after Nadarim instead of Shavuos because both Nadarim and Haramim are Nisr Chavetz? That's on daf Beis and Nedarim. Good. Number 4. Which daf we learn in the future all of the barren trees in Eretz Yisrael will become abundant with fruit? That's on daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf we learn that one of the reasons the Tana explained Yados first is that it was taught from a drasha? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf we learn that one cannot make his wife move from a town to a city because city life is difficult? That's on daf Kafyud. Good number seven. Which of the one kol kinui nedarim can nedarim? And the same applies for charamim shvuos and naziros. That's on daf. Beis and Adarim. Good number eight. Which stuff they learned that there were shalosh or sheish shavuos to keep the Jewish people in galus? That's on daf. Kuf yud off. Good number nine. Which stuff they learned that a case where a nazir could violate baal tahacher is when he said, "I will not leave this world without being a nazir." That's on daf. Gimel. Good. And number ten. Which stuff they learned that in the future the soil of Eretz Yisrael will produce stalks of wheat as tall as mountains? That's on daf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.